Let's welcome Gordon and Emmy to our church today. Amen. Now, I first met Gordon, 30-some years ago, I guess, when he was a custodian at the church across town, and we became good friends, and the Lord began doing a work in his heart, and one day he was in my office, and this plaque was hanging on my wall that still hangs there to this day, and Gordon saw this plaque, and that resonated with him. God never asks about our ability or our inability, but about our availability. So I remember sitting in the car with Gordon behind the Governor House, downtown Olympia, and Gordon was getting pumped about going to the Philippines. And so, Gordon, I want you to share just very briefly this morning, what prompted you to have a heart for the Philippines? Yeah, turn the mic on.
I've actually been there. That's good. I think I'm on, Bill. Okay. I've actually been in short transition to California a couple of times. 2 weeks once, the four months, the business went back in 3. The five was over for 3 weeks. And I felt led by being able to come back sometime. It's not easy to really feel led by God to go someplace long term. I mean, meaning months, years, whatever. Now I've been there 26 years as mayor. I never had any awareness to be that long, which is a good start, actually. But you just pray, and all of a sudden, when you really finally start believing in God, there comes a time when you just got to obey God. I sold it. I didn't have much. I sold what I had, and then took that first step of faith and went over and ministered with a large assembly of God group on one island, and then met her senior pastor. The next question is how we met.
I want you to use this microphone.
Okay. And the next question, I believe, was going to be like how we met. And that was when I went to the island where her pastor, like, they had 83 churches. And, you ever see the movie The Godfather? The guy said he got struck by a thunderbolt. You know, remember that? Yeah. Maybe that was it. But I actually audibly heard the voice of God when I met her. This is your wife. Just like I'm talking now. I've only heard that about twice in my life. The second statement was she'll be a good wife. And I didn't just run with that. I didn't tell anybody about that. I just kept it secret. And she was being courted by two other people, one from Australia, one from America at the time. But I always thank God that God always gives us the best, huh? Anyway, I'm going to let my wife talk.
Yeah, I was asked by my senior pastor to interpret for him for 28 nights crusade. And I said, no, I cannot interpret because I have a commitment already with my friend, to go shopping once a year to the big city. But my senior pastor said, which is important to you, ministry or shopping?
That's a dangerous question.
So, I had to force myself to follow, I am very obedient to my pastor because that's supposed to be, I should be. And so I obeyed. So I was his interpreter for his crusade in the island. And, it's funny because first week I was washing his clothes in the island. I said, the women, with me. Which is our pastor also in the other church. And I said, I don't know what the wife is doing because he has a pants. There is a hole in, there is a small hole in the bottom. And I said, I don't know what his wife is sending this man to mission field without taking care of his pants. So not knowing that I will become his wife. Anyway, so that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured when I went over, the $35-$40 a pair back in 92, that's a lot of money. I didn't think anybody would be down on the ground looking up, so.
Okay, now, Emmy, share briefly with us what you're going to be talking about today in your message.
Well, I will be sharing in the book of Psalms, and I do believe that that book has so much gold in it that, you know, if we just read it and meditate upon it, it will draw our hearts to really to intimacy, you know, with God. And that is the most important thing, the intimacy with God.
Amen. Very good. Now, I asked Gordon last time they were here. He gave the message. And we said to him, now, when you come back again, next time you're over here, we want Emmy. We want to hear Emmy give the message. So she is loaded with nuggets of gold from the book of Psalms. And also, I changed my mind, which is my prerogative. After church is over this morning, we're going down to Norma's for lunch or breakfast. Anyone want to join us, you all come along. They have a table set up for 10 people, and so we will be down there at about 11:15. So you're welcome to join us if your schedule allows you to do so. So anyway, glad you are here, and let's enter into our time of praise and worship now.